Amen. Another day the Lord has blessed us with. So good to see your smiling faces. Let's lift up the name of Jesus today because he's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Come on, help me. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Yeah, yeah. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Come on, help me. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. 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 Can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. Can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. Can't sing right until you come, yeah, in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Look at your neighbor, tell him. Can't pray right until you come, yeah, in this place. Can't pray right until you come, Lord, in this place. Can't pray right until you come, Lord, in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this. One more time, tell him. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Come on, let's praise it. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Oh, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. He woke us up this morning. He gave us food to eat. He gave us clothes to wear. He's worthy today, he's worthy today. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask Reverend Gordon if he would come and lead us in prayer. Amen. Followed by Elder Bradshaw will come with our scripture. Amen.
Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We come to you, Father, with heads bowed and humbled hearts, Lord. And we come before you saying, thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the day that you have given us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just come in your presence as your word says, enter into your gates with thanksgiving and praise. And Lord, Father God, while we're here this morning, I ask, Lord, that you bless every soul that is here, Lord. Those that are viewing online, those that are on their way in the parking lot. I pray, Father God, that you touch them and move them in a mighty special way, Father God. And Lord, while we're here assembled in your presence, Lord, we pray, Father God, that your word will speak to our hearts and our minds, Lord, that we will receive a mighty and special word from you, Father God. I pray that you will bless the musicians, Lord. Those that sing your songs of Zion, Lord, let it minister to the hearts and minds of your people this morning, Lord. We pray that the spoken word will convict, draw, and attract lost souls to you, Father God. I ask right now, Father God, that you bless everyone here according to, Father God, their needs. Meet their needs. It's in Jesus' mighty and awesome name we say, thank God. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Good morning, church. This is the Lord, Isaiah chapter 26. Praise God for our pastor this morning, Dr. Steed. messenger for today, Evangelist Pimpton, all of you, my father's children, Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26, beginning at verse 1. Verse 1, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for all walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Lord Jesus, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting. So readeth the word of the Lord. Bless your parents.
worthy. Said Jesus, he worthy. Said Jesus, he's worthy. I like that. Woo! Made me want to get some. Jesus is worthy. How many know he's worthy today to be praised? Amen. That's why we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise, because he's worthy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I like that one. Glory to God. That makes my soul happy. Anybody ever get it deep down in your soul? I'm talking about the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We give God all the praises, all of the honor. Amen. To all of these reverend clergies in the house, I speak of the hour. Minister Pimpton, amen. We thank God for all of our officers, our mothers, amen, our ushers, amen, and you, my God, Father's children. We thank God for you being here today. And those of you that is listening in by way of radio, phone, or whatever it is technology you're using, we just welcome you here in our service today. Amen. This is our Youth Sunday. Amen. And they're blessing us today, and we're so grateful for them, amen, coming out and serving us with songs of praise. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. We want to encourage you not to get discouraged, amen, with all the mess that is going on in the country and nation. Amen. Just know that God is still in control. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray for those in Haiti and Afghanistan. Amen. Let's keep them lifted up in prayer. Amen. We might not be able to do anything else, but we can pray. Come on, somebody. Amen. So let's keep them lifted in prayer. We want to thank you, amen, for holding on and keeping connected by way of Bible study, Sunday school, or our prayer line on Saturdays. We're grateful to you for just staying connected with us. Amen. Again, we thank you for your tithe and your offering. Those of you that has been sending them in or dropping them off, and or you just who are here present, amen, we thank God for you. Praise God. All right, we want you to continue praying for our sick and our shut-in, and amen, for those that are recovering from surgery. Let's keep Dignes Griffin in prayer. She was tested positive for the virus. We believe in by faith that everything is going to be all right. Amen. So let's keep her lifted in prayer, if you will. Also, Deacon Edgar Jackson and family, keep them lifted in prayer. If I got this correctly, his niece, Melville Davis, is in the hospital with coronavirus, I believe. Is that right? Amen. And also, I believe he had a cousin that passed. Niece that passed, amen. Please keep that family in prayer, if you will, amen. Also, pray for our children as they are back in school now, amen, that God will protect them and keep them safe. Amen. Our teachers and all of the staff at the school, the bus drivers, let's keep them all in prayer. Amen. Our frontline workers, amen. Our nurses, our doctors, amen. They are being pushed to the limit. Amen. So let's keep them in prayer, if you will. Amen. Pray. We want to thank you once again for your prayers for our grandson, Desmond. He's doing well. He went to the doctor on Friday, amen, and they said he's doing great and that he can move around normally, amen. And so we're praising God for that. Keep praying for Deacon Rivers as he recovers at home. Deacon Russell Vaughn, Dr. Kimball, keep praying for Reverend Guyton and his wife. Deacon Griffin's father, who's recovering from a stroke. What I understand, he's been released from the rehab now, and he's now at home. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. Let's keep Reverend Darrell James in our prayers. Also, his friend Beverly with her medical conditions. Let's keep her lifted in prayer. Sister Quilla Hackett, Jarita Moore. All the rest, Sister Angie Smith, who's recovering from a stroke. All that's on our sick and concerned list, let's keep them lifted in prayer. Amen. We never know when our name is going to be added. Amen. So, well, let us pray as the Bible has told us to do. We need to pray one for the other. Amen. So let us pray for them. We still believe that prayer works. God bless you. We're not going to hold you long. We're going to move on and amen. Have some more good music from this choir. Amen. Give them a hand as they come. Oh, just before they come, we got one announcement. Sister Jackie, president of our pastor's aid. Amen. She's going to come this time. Good morning.
And because of this unprecedented pandemic, we all can't be together. We don't have many members in-house because they're home. All we have ones out in the parking lot. So what we want to do is celebrate Pastor's birthday next Sunday by having a drive-by for ones that's not in-house. But ones that's in-house, we're going to have a gift box out in the vestibule so you can drop your little love offering or love gifts of appreciation. And the ones that's at home or in the parking lot, they can drive by and we'll have a big gift box right out here where they usually take up the tithes when we're outside. And they can drop off their gift then. And that way, they're not left out. But if they don't want to be exposed or anything, they're still safe with a drive-by. So we're going to do a drive-by. Happy birthday to Pastor Steve next Sunday. And for ones that's not here, if you all can kind of let them know that we're going to have a drive-by, that they can just first service and second service. We'll have a drive-by. And at the end of second service, we can present his gifts to him. So if we all can just come on one accord, and let's show our love and appreciation to Pastor Steve. And I thank you all.
Amen. I only want a dollar per year. Amen. God bless you. Let's hear from this choir. on, play it, play it, play it, play it.
Some praise this morning. He is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Let's have a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you now for being God. We thank you now, God, that you loved us enough to let us live to see this day. The day that we have never seen, and we'll never see it again. And we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy that has followed us all the days of our lives. Here is our prayer that you would bless us indeed, and that your word would go forth with power, save somebody, help somebody. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to give thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to Pastor Steed. You can have your seats. We don't want your feet to hurt too early. I want to thank Pastor Steed for giving me an opportunity this morning to stand behind this sacred pulpit. I am really grateful because I've been told there are some churches that don't allow women to preach. But that's another subject. So I am thankful for Pastor Seed and First Lady and all of these ministers, Reverend Gordon and Bradshaw, Miss Pam, family, and these musicians and this choir. Come on, let's show them some love. Amen. And my husband, in his absence this morning, he lost his keys this morning, and he found them, luckily. Amen. But we just thank God for being here. You know, there's a lot of things we could complain about, but just being here is enough to be thankful. Amen. I just want to sing a little verse of song, and we'll get started. Is that okay? Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass, lead me beside the quiet streams, and he restores my failing health. Helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why we're safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. Mind if I say it again, do you? Because the Lord is our shepherd, we have everything that we need. us rest in the meadow's grass. He leads us beside the quiet streams, and he restores our failing health. He helps us to do what honors him the most. That's why we're safe. Don't you feel safe? That's why we're safe. We're safe in his arms. And when the storm of life are raging, they keep on rolling. Oh, they begin to roll, and I'm so glad that God knows, God knows, God knows, God knows, and I'm so glad that he will, and he will, and he will, and he will. And in the storm of life, and in the storm of life, yes, he will, yes, he will, yes, he will, yes, he will. He'll wipe away every tear. Come on and give God a hand this morning. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." If there was a subject this morning, it would be looking for peace. I'm just looking for some peace. Is that all right? Perfect peace is a sense of safety. Perfect peace cannot be tampered with because God is perfect. And because God is perfect, perfect peace comes from God. Peace is freedom from disturbance. It's harmony. And peace is so important that God mentions it 429 times in the Bible. So look what he says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace." Who is the thou talking about? God. God will keep you in perfect peace. That's a promise. If your mind is stayed on thee. Now, why does God say that our minds have to be stayed on him? It is because we make all of our decisions, all of our plans, all of our ideas, and all of our battles start with our mind first. That's why if you can get your mind right, everything else in life will follow. The Bible says, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." So he says, because he trusteth in thee, almost always your mind is stayed on whatever it is that you trust in it. If we trust in the Lord, it'll show in our action, but it starts in our mind. Is that not right? So why haven't I found perfect peace? You want to know, don't you? Just maybe you ain't found perfect peace because your mind is busy being somewhere else. You can have your mind on all of life's riches and everything that money can buy, but if you ain't got no peace, you ain't got nothing much. Anything that is disturbing your peace this morning, you don't need it. Anything or anybody that's trying to rob you of your peace, you do not need it. Life is too precious to be worried about folks, and you can't sleep at night. Let it go. Is that right? So where can I find perfect peace this morning? Jesus is the center and the source of perfect peace. When Isaiah prophesied that Jesus was coming, he said he is the Prince of Peace. I want to tell you this morning that peace ain't never found in another person. Other people cannot give you perfect peace because they do not possess it. We go looking for perfect peace from our wives and our husbands, the girlfriends, our boyfriends, the baby daddy, sugar daddy, and I want to tell you that perfect peace is not found in other people. If my joy and my happiness and my peace was dependent on other folks, I would be miserable all the days of my life. So first find God, and then you will find some peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." I want to tell you this morning, don't allow nobody to take what God has left you with. The promise only works when you trust in him, and perfect peace is available. God wants you to know that if you can manage to trust him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. And what the devil thought he would kill you with, God said, "I will give you some peace about it." What the enemy thought would drive you insane, God wants to give you some peace about it. It is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And in a world full of chaos, perfect peace will make sure you don't lose your mind and go crazy. I stopped by to tell you that perfect peace died 2,000 years ago. Perfect peace was born in Bethlehem. Perfect peace was reared in Nazareth. Perfect peace was baptized in the Jordan. Perfect peace not only healed the sick, but caused the lame to walk. Perfect peace caused the dead to rise. I want you to know that if you're looking for perfect peace this morning, it ain't never been found in your neighbor, but perfect peace is found in Jesus. Somebody give God a hand this morning. Peace is available, and Jesus is that perfect peace. But peace only comes when you trust in him. That's why the Bible says he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. We get so caught up in life thinking we need peace from other people, and other people cannot give it to you. Life is too precious to be worried about who don't like you and who like you. Go to bed at night and know that God has given you peace about whatever it is that you are going through. Come on, let's give God a hand this morning. Amen. And I'm done this morning. I hope I blessed you. Amen. I want to go where the thunder don't roar. There where chilly winds don't blow. I want to go where the rain don't pour. When I leave this world to return no more, I just wanna go where the thunder don't roar. There where chilly winds don't blow. I wanna go where the rain don't pour. When I leave to return no more. They said down here below ain't nothing but war and pain. When my life is over, you so much.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm looking for perfect peace. Amen. It's only found in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Come on, give another hand for that dynamic message today. Praise God. Praise God. If you're out there and you don't have no peace, I want to recommend Jesus to you this morning. Give your life to him and let him turn you around. Amen. Where you can be all that he wants you to be. Amen. If you're here this morning and you desire to follow Jesus, want to give your life to him, we want to allow you a chance. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Amen. Those of you that might be listening in on this broadcast, and if you're not saved today, just stretch forth your hands and pray this prayer with me right now. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins, and take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, amen. Get in some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. As we get ready now to pray for our sick and our shut-in, those who are on our list, amen, praying for our country and worldwide, amen, all the conditions that are going on, earthquakes and, amen, floods and fires, amen, is just trouble all over the land, amen. But we know a God that is able, amen, to turn things around. Amen. So we're gonna get ready now, amen, to just go to the altar and talk to the Lord, amen, that he will give us strength to be able to endure all of these things that we are going through. We realize that sometimes we get discouraged when we hear the bad news on the radios and television. It makes you discouraged, amen, because it seemed like that the world is just turning upside down. But I want you to hold fast to your faith, because I know somebody can give you perfect peace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Elder Bradshaw is going to lead us in prayer this morning. As he's praying, we want you, amen, just believing by faith, if you have the strength to stretch forth your hands toward the altar, and casting all your cares upon him, because he careth for you. Put your loved ones on the altar. Put your family on the altar. Put your spouse on the altar. Put your children on the altar. Put your whole family on the altar. Amen. Put them in God's hands. Every situation, every sickness, whatever it is, every disease, give it to Jesus right now. Yes. Amen. Yes. As Elder prayed, let us pray with him.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Is you all this morning on the altar of sacrifice laid?
Yes, yes.
Lord, we come now.
We come.
Thanksgiving in our hearts.
Yes.
We come, Lord,
we come,
knowing that it was you, O Lord, that looked beyond our faults and saw our needs.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to say much obliged.
Thank you, thank you.
For all that you have done for us and all that you've been to us.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you've been mighty good.
Yes, thank you.
And for that, we're grateful.
Yes.
You saw us up the rough sides of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You saw us
well
through the valleys.
Thank you.
In the shadows of death, Lord. Mm-hmm. You did that.
Thank you, Lord.
And we want to say much obliged, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you that you've brought us, this far.
Thank you.
And we know today, O Lord, that had it not been for you, who was on our side. Mm-hmm. Lord, we don't know where we would be today.
Yeah.
But we're grateful, oh Lord. We're grateful of that. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. The preachers told us that because you loved us so much,
my Lord,
that you kept us one more day.
Thank you.
And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You took care of us,
yes,
Lord.
Sir.
Our families, Lord. You took care of them, oh Lord. Our husbands and wives and sons and daughters, our children and family and familiars, Lord.
You
took care of them. And then, God, we're grateful enough to know, God, that you don't make no mistakes in life.
My Lord.
Even through the ups and even through the downs, Lord, we would still thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that we came this far leaning and depending on you, oh Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
We thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, that while we slept last night, all night long, you watched over us.
Thank you, Lord.
And this morning, oh God, we say thank you that we woke up and see all another day, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We were able to say thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for all you've done for us. Mm-hmm. All you've been to us.
Yes, Lord.
Names have been called this morning.
Well.
That's on our concern list. We got folk, dear Lord, laying on beds of affliction.
Have mercy, Lord.
But we know you're able. We know you're able.
Yeah.
Touch.
Touch, Lord.
Touch, Lord.
Yes.
We know you can, like only you can touch.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, we believe you.
Yes.
By the power of your holy word.
Yes, sir.
By the blood of your son, Jesus.
Hear us, Lord.
And by the power of your Holy Spirit.
My Lord.
Move, Lord.
Move, Lord.
Touch somebody.
Yes.
Heal somebody, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
We believe you, O Lord.
Yes.
We believe you right now, God.
Glory.
We thank you for our pastor
morning.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for the word that have come.
Thank you.
Thank you for these thy people, O Lord. Because it's just another day.
My Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
That you have kept us.
Yes, thank you. Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Just say thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of Jesus,
we
believe it done.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise just God. Another day that the Lord has kept me.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Just another day. That the Lord has kept me.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Give our young folks a hand again. Singing so beautiful, amen. Our musicians, give them a hand. Praise God. Amen. Give our ministers a hand. All of our deacons and mothers, amen. Deaconesses, ushers, sound technicians, we thank all of you for being here today. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Praise God. Thank all of you who are listening in once again. We appreciate you so very much. Amen. We pray that you will have a blessed and safe week. Amen. Praise God. Just look at your neighbor as a neighbor. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Look at somebody else, tell them, Jesus, he told me everything's gonna be all right. Hey, hey, Jesus told me everything's gonna be all right. Jesus told me everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. I got one more thing and I'll let you go home. You know what? The Holy Ghost told me everything's gonna. The Holy Ghost told me everything's gonna be alright. Holy Ghost told me everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. Come on, clap your hands and go home happy today, knowing that everything is going to be all right. Praise God. We love you. Be safe. Love you, Mama.